prone to developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live on WWCR and American Voice Radio Network and other networks. Hey, Magical Engineer Frank, are you ready to go? Are you ready? I guess he is. Hang on, Frank. I got a technical problem on this end. It's not putting it. All right, so we'll just go with it. Don't worry, Frank. I'm a professional. Okay, we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about a smart contact lens. Yeah, we're going to get into what that's all about, and we've got some other things and a quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Ephesians chapter 1. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Amen. So if you want the forgiveness of sins, seek the Lord's face and mind the time it grows short. He'll be here any time now. And you definitely don't want to miss the boat. So pick up that word, get into it, seek his face, and hear the Holy Spirit speak to you. All right, well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's a survey. This was Kaiser Family Foundation. They did a survey of, let's see, how many Americans did they survey? About 1,200, a little over, almost 1,300 adults. And they say many Americans are not really interested in getting the latest Corona COVID-19 booster shot. That's right. The survey said that 23% of Americans will definitely get the booster, while 33% said they definitely don't want to get the booster. Meanwhile, another 23% said they probably might get the booster. 19% say they most likely will not get the booster. So those are the little fence sitters there. So this was done September 6th to the 13th, a nationally represented a sample of almost 1,300 adults. They come from the latest installment of the COVID-19 vaccine monitoring poll. I'll pass. You can put me down for no thanks. What'd you say, Frank? Same Kaiser family that brought us the 74 HMO Act villains. Yes, I agree. All right, last but not least in the quack report, Nobel Prize in Medicine. Guess where it went? Drum roll, please. It went to two mRNA developers. Yep, Monday, October 2nd, the Institute in Sweden awarded the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine to Caitlin Carrico and Drew Wiseman, two of the scientists who helped discover nucleoside-based modifications that enable the development of the mRNA vaccine technology. And they were congratulated by the director of the WHO. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to jump right on in with our little smart contact lens thing. You know, I've asked a few people about this the last couple of days. Technology and modern appliances has become the norm. People expect it or are looking for it. You know, smartphones, smart meters, doorbells, refrigerators, everywhere. Now scientists in Nanyang Technological University in Singapore, they say they've developed what they call a smart contact lens. Now, I've mentioned this to a few people, as I said, and their first response was, what does it do? Good question. Well, let's look at the smart lens. What kind of power does it have? Well, how would a smart contact lens work then? According to the report, the smart contact lens has a very thin and flexible battery that can store electricity when in contact with saline solution like your tears. So the battery then powers the contact lens to be able to provide certain functions. So these lenses would be marketed as a high-tech contact lens that will be able to display information on the person's cornea or surface of the eye. And they could do it in real time, they said. So the other features they listed were it would help correct vision, of course, also monitoring the wearer's health, more monitoring, and also offering a monitoring for disease alerts like glaucoma, diabetes, or corneal disease. According to their report, they said, quote, this research began with a simple question. Could contact lens batteries be recharged with our tears? End of quote. So this was published in August 2023, and they're already planning for other uses for this thing. What did you say, Frank? Contacts that will, that Wi-Fi to your cell phone. Well, possibly. You're more technical than I am, Frank, so let me give you some more details and maybe you can figure that one out. So intended other uses, the smart contact lenses, they're being developed to expand its capability. So in the near future, after the initial debut of the first, version of the smart lens, here's a list of some improvements that will eventually be added to the smart contact lens. It'll record and transmit information. And what the wearer sees, what the wearer hears, is going to be transmitted to a cloud into data storage systems. Now, so you're wearing a monitoring device in your eye. According to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotech, they said this March 2021, because they were doing research on a smart lens too. They said, wearable smart contact lenses have attracted extensive interest because of their ability to monitor physiological information and ambient information directly from the eyeball to the body fluids. Monitoring, tracking. I mean, it's just an obsession the biotech industry has. So, you know, this could be a privacy problem. Oh, yeah. So it is really not clear if the lens wearer can be, you know, opt out of the transmitting data thing if they're still wearing the lenses. Think about that. How many people, Frank, are wearing, you know, like in law enforcement, they get wired for, you know, audio devices, and they sometimes forget they're still wearing them after the sting is over. Can you imagine forgetting your contact lenses are still transmitting when you want to make love to your spouse? Sorry, but the new improved lenses, they're going to need to be improved with the battery system, and that's what they've been working on in development, and this is what the Singapore scientists have done. So it will entail this rechargeable battery that is, they say, safe and comfortable for the human eye to wear, and here's how they describe it. This is Professor Li Wu, Nanyang Technology University School of Electrical and Electronic Engineering, August 2023. This is what they said. The Nanyang Technology University developed a battery, and it's made of biocompatible materials, and it does not contain wires or toxic heavy metals, such as those in lithium iron batteries or wireless charging systems. It has a glucose-based coating that reacts with the sodium and chloride ions in the saline solution surrounding it, while the water of the battery contains and serves as a wire or circuitry for electricity to be generated. The battery could also be powered by human tears, as they contain sodium and potassium ions. Wow, isn't that precious? Professor Li goes on to say, our tear-based battery eliminates the concerns of metal electrodes in the lens, which are harmful if they are exposed to the naked human eye, and also the induction charging option, which requires a coil to be in the lens to transmit power, much like wires charging a pad of a smartphone. So this tear-based battery also frees up space for further innovations in the development of the smart contact lens, end of quote. Now, another professor there at the same university there in Singapore, this is Professor Mukeshan Maham. He says, the smart contact lenses, this industry has been looking for a thin, biocompatible battery that does not contain heavy metals, and this invention could help further their development to meet some unmet needs in the industry, end of quote. So, and Frank is chiming in. What are you saying, Frank? All the capabilities they mention are available. They just need power, and it has to be small, or they have to tap into man's internal electrical neural like tears. Danger, Will Robinson. Yes, I know. Remember the movie The Matrix? Yes, I do. The batteries. I know. You're ahead of me there, Frank. All right. I know, you know, I mentioned this to a family member, and they say it kind of sounds like a Borg eye. Remember the Star Trek Borgs? Well, the researchers tested their contact lens battery on a simulated human eye, not a real one, a simulated one. So the battery is 0.5 millimeters thin, which would kind of be close to half the size of the tip of a sewing needle. So this battery is embedded into the lens and would generate electrical power when it's reacting to ocular surface basal tears. So the lubrication on the top of the cornea, the tear surface, yeah, this is what's going to power it. So the battery will, they say, discharge electricity through a process called reduction. And when the glucose oxidase coating reacts to the sodium and chloride ions in the tears, it generates power and a current within the contact lens. So the maximum power, they said, is 201 microwatts. So the life of a battery is about, the life is about 6 months. They say you can recharge it about 200 times. The battery is placed on the outside of the lens and it's not going to obstruct vision. And when the person sleeps, they can recharge their contact lens battery by soaking them in a high quality glucose, sodium, potassium ion solution. So you'd have to do that each night and take them out. And let's look at the power measurement here. So when we compare the microwatt of the contact smart lens battery, it is a maximum equal to 0.000201 watts. An example is that a light bulb can have 2 to 100 watts depending on the type of bulb. So it's going to be way less than your standard light bulb. But here's some concerns. Frank's already ahead of me with concerns over here. We see the research, it's saying the battery's safe for human eye, but it's not been fully tested on humans. And after all, the eyes are neurological tissue, and we're essentially putting a battery on part of the brain. So this new development kind of sounds like maybe a safer alternative to other devices they've come out with, but will it be safe and effective in all situations the contact lens wearer may experience? Well, here's some of my questions. See what you think, Frank. Is it safe for people with dry eye? Also, will there be any unintended outcomes when the contact wearers are exposed to radiation or scanning devices? How will the contact battery react to a taser event? Think about this. This thing's sitting on your eye. My other question is, will the electrical impulse from the battery interfere with brain function? And when the device transmits information, will the non-ionizing action from the battery create enough vibration to cause the atoms of the eye to vibrate, heat up, and then cause eye damage? Possibility. And lastly, is it hackable? Anything that transmits, I think, is hackable. I could be wrong. So it appears that the smart contact lenses, well, they've been in the works for several years. According to the National Library of Medicine, the smart contact lens has had problems with biocompatibility. Now, in March 2021, the smart contact lens was tested for biotoxins when they were in a culture dish. So I imagine this is how the people over here at this university in Singapore, I think they're doing it in vitro as well. They don't really have any testing on human eyeballs yet. So here's a quote from the National Library of Medicine. They said, in the in vitro cytotoxicity tests, they revealed good biocompatibility, thus holding promise as next generation soft electronics for healthcare and medical applications. So, you know, in medicine, a good compatibility can be just borderline, to be honest. So the scientists anticipate the battery to last about 12 hours a day for the contact wearer, and it can be recharged. The scientists have actually filed a patent on their battery and intend to market it to for commercial use. Well, they're working with several contact lens companies now to incorporate their product, and the research did get published in the June 2023 Journal of Nanoenergy. But here's the applications. We got to think on the other flip side. So the possible uses for smart contact lenses could be used in many areas and not just for private contact wearers, not to help, you know, monitor them for eye disease. Here's a list. Here's my list, Frank. You ready for my list? Okay. Law enforcement. to record actions of officers and suspects? Or how about the military to record actions of all military personnel? Yeah, I mean, you know, all those on-base rapes and stuff. How about prisons to record prisoner and correction officer actions? And aviation to record pilot errors, right? And lastly, how about the entertainment industry, right? Including adult entertainment. Think about the twisted areas here. So think about the areas that would prohibit smart lenses, such as courtrooms. They don't want you to know what they're doing. And it's easy to see that the add-on amenities could be such as night vision or even more permanent applications. You know, the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology said this, quote, in their March 2021 report, they said, this research offers us novel insights into designing other multifunctional implantable bioelectronics. Implant them, not just wear them. So we have this whole generation now, Frank. They're gamers, the video gamers with their avatars out there that have these superhuman capabilities. It may be just a short jump for them to embrace an implantable bioelectronic device. You know, want to be like their avatars. Well, Frank's asking if you have a good cry, does it change? Does it charge this battery? Does it charge the battery yet? I have no idea. I just know dry eye may be a problem since it needs the lipid layer to work the battery. But here we are, you know, we got technology moving at a record pace. They're just steamrolling everybody, basically. And the ethical laws haven't caught up. They got nothing. They got nothing with teeth to it to keep these scientists, you know, in line. Nothing. So I'm one of these people, I like to keep it natural. I like to keep my original equipment. And eye health is really important. It's a very, very precious, you know, gift to have healthy eyes. So we have many medicinal herbs that can help us maintain healthy vision. And you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. You can get their free catalog. And you may want to check out their herbal eye wash, which is really great for allergy eye, infections, things like that. They also have a cataract macular degeneration eye kit. They have this wonderful body food mix for all the nutrition the eye may be needing. So you've got options. You've got organic formulas. You've got, you know, these gifts our creator's given us. So give them a call. Get their catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Definitely, if you like to get wellness information right in your email each week, then actually sign up for their free online newsletters. They have the American Survival and the Health Quest. And the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Fridays. So these are absolutely free, and you can find out more about those issues up on their website. You just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and read the description about the newsletters, see what people are saying about them, and you can make a decision if you want to get that or not. But you have to have email to get the newsletters, okay? So they're not snail mailed to you. You have to have the email. Absolutely. Have to have email. And for those of you that want a little bit more information, a lot of people have been calling lately about, you know, detoxing, how you do it right, and tinctures and things. And so the Power Herbs book is going to answer a lot of those questions. Great herb symptom reference guide in the book as well. You've got 400 pages of this reference. And you can look up a symptom, see what your herbal options are. It's kind of cool. And you'll have chapters on cleansing. You'll have chapters on tincture making if you want to make your own. There's also an area for expecting mothers and nursing mothers, herbs to take or avoid. A lot of stuff in there. So it's a good get your feet wet, get introduced to herbs, learn a little bit about them. And it's always a process of learning. You keep learning. And it's just like, you know, when you're a kid, you learn to tie your shoes, brush your teeth. You'll learn about herbs. You'll learn how they work, how they help you, how they don't help you, how you're sensitive to some and not to others. You'll learn that stuff. So thepowerherbs.com, you just go to the books and newsletter section. And the Power Herbs book, there's three formats. It's a downloadable electronic book. Okay, it's not in hard copy. It was in print, but now it's in electronic hard copy. So you could select your PDF version, Kindle or iPad version, and you can download it to your device. And it's just $14.99, 400-page book, full of wisdom. Yep, and you know what's so great about these herbs, Frank? The information never goes out of style. I mean, they work. They are a blessing. This stuff's been passed down from generation to generation. So it's really something that, you know, it won't go out of date. You may find new uses for some of the herbs, but your basic uses aren't going to ever go out of date. Like, we know garlic is naturally antibacterial, fungal, and bacterial, and viral, and antifungal. So, you know, it's got those basic elements to it. And somewhere down the road, they might find out another huge benefit for garlic, and we can just add that to the great list, you know? Truly great. So thepowerherbs.com gets you a Power Herbs book, or sign up for the newsletters, and definitely get you a free product catalog, and be empowered. All right, so we got a couple of things on the agenda here, so we're going to take a little break in a minute, and we're going to be talking about our brain. Since we're kind of talking about the eyes, we're going to kind of flow on over to more brain information, and we have some other little tidbits we're going to share with you and empower you some more when we come back from this break. So we'll be right back.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced
experience the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about our brain here for just a little bit. You know, since the food that, you know, man eats, you know, you are what you eat, your brain is going to need certain amounts of food, types of food that it helps it run and function well. Since, you know, the flood, Noah's flood, a lot of what we've had to eat is being re-engineered. And one major element that has changed, you know, our diet, which, you know, with the consumption of animal foods, this consumption of animal meats and milk products has changed man's DNA a bit. And also, each generation and the lifespans also did become shorter. So it was kind of coincidental that God said after the flood he wasn't always going to strive with man, and all of a sudden, you know, our lifespans went from, what, 800 years to, 120? So what we put in our body does expose us and has effects. Results can happen either suddenly or over time. So we're going to take a look at some of the things that will influence our health, our longevity, and our brain on a daily basis. Now, according to science, medical science is saying we can make our brains age faster and create premature cognitive diseases with really bad lifestyles. This is research from Public Library of Science. Their lifestyles that tend to age our brains faster would be not getting regular exercise, because the brain is geared to regular physical activity and fitness routines. Certain areas of the brain can shrink if you don't, you know, provide that. Sitting too much too often will actually thin out the medial temporal lobe of your brain. This area of the brain is linked to emotions. It's also associated with other areas that involve memories and cognitive functions. Brain shrinkage can trigger a decrease in blood flow, affecting connections between the brain and the neurons. You can get some brain inflammation that can result, and this affects nutrition getting to the brain as well. Lack of proper nutrition to the brain also can lead to mental health problems like depression. And addictions to substances can also affect the brain and how it receives nutrients in its circulation. So bad diets, rich with a lot of junk and convenience foods, are known to age the brain faster. High blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease is often a result of also poor diets. So let's look at a diet that can stop dementia in its tracks. So the research down the Alzheimer's Dementia Association, they reported a study. This was in the Journal of Alzheimer's, and they stated that your Mediterranean diet is an intervention that can reduce or change the developing brain and decrease dementia by 53%. So this diet is known to help prevent heart disease, diabetes, and cancer as well. So they listed brain-boosting foods you should consume. They listed green leafy vegetables, all types of vegetables, really, berries, nuts, fish, beans, poultry, whole grains, olive oil, and wine in moderation. So this is the Mediterranean diet. And when they do cultural studies around the world, they find that the people that are Mediterranean have little to no cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or cancer. Now, interestingly, it was suggested we should avoid these foods as well. In the study, they said red meats, foods with high fats, cheese, fast foods, sweets, and pastries, which cause arthritis. Pastries. I've heard about that. Yeah, I knew about that. All right, addictions. They say foods that are really not healthy for us, drugs and other addictive substances that can also age our brain, things like alcohol, tobacco, street drugs. Some prescribed medications can bring on a dementia-like condition, so you want to do your homework on even your prescription meds. And physicians at St. John's University conducted a large-scale study of 62,000 people involving brain scans from ages 9 months to 105 years old. Analyzing the brain scans, they found that there is what is called brain age acceleration, and it was more evident in people who abused alcohol and used cannabis. Yeah, marijuana. They also stated that brain age acceleration increased the risk of mental health conditions, and researchers at Rutgers, they found that even moderate alcohol consumption affected the hippocampus area of the brain, affecting our learning and memory by about 40%. Now, smoking also is a problem for the human brain. University of California said that we double our risk of getting Alzheimer's because we smoke. Probably not enough oxygen-rich blood getting in there. Now, things that can help our brain stay young. Alzheimer's and dementia translation research clinical intervention report offered a list of activities that helps you keep your brain function well and much younger than your age. So they say, challenge your mind, do crossword puzzles and brain games, reduce cognitive decline by 29% when you do that. They say, learn to play a musical instrument. Many brilliant professionals play instruments to help them think. Einstein played the violin. Also, do math computations in your head. Yeah, do memorization stuff. Also, memorize things like poetry and Bible verses, even learn a new song. And socialize. That helps your brain as well. So our current state has curtailed socializing with social medias and lockdowns and things like that. So we took a hit there. Journal of International Neuropsychology said regular socializing protects the brain from disease by 70%. People can get mental illnesses and stuff if they don't socialize enough. Now, socializing can prevent brain challenges. So some of the challenges the brain will have is if you are experiencing loneliness, depression, dementia, and early mortality issues by about 26%. So definitely want to make sure you're getting enough social activity there. And then there's anxiety. So we have to worry about that. There is an increase in anxiety in society, and it's robbing the body and our mind of having the ability to relax. Okay, we're all tense. Now, this can take the physical body up to 20 minutes. It can take your body 20 minutes to release tension if you're all upset. Maybe you got aggravated by traffic, or maybe you got aggravated by somebody at a store when you're trying to check out. Something aggravates you and you tense up. So stress and tension and anxiety will deprive the body of its ability to release the tension. And this affects your sleep, your appetite, your energy level, your sex drive, your mood, and so forth. So we have to be careful not to allow occasional anxiety to become mild anxiety, which can then lead to nervous system breakdowns. So anxiety will age the brain and can promote memory problems or advance you into the cognitive disease realm. So lack of sleep ages your brain, and those over the age of 55, they must guard against a lack of sleep. So, you know, when I was a kid, Frank, sometimes my grandparents, they were up early and they went to bed late, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, did they get, what, 6 hours of sleep or what? So you got to make sure you have to get that sleep in there. Now, the publication Power of Positivity said this: it goes without saying that as much as you try to keep other organs of your body healthy, you also have to prioritize your brain's health. So we tend to forget about the brain. We're thinking about, you know, liver and heart and things. We got to make sure we also put our brain on a priority list. Also, the Journal of Gerontology and the Journal of Social Sciences, along with Dr. Tsang at Ohio State University, said, it's shocking to see this decline in cognitive function among baby boomers after generations of increases in test scores. So what I'm seeing, he says, is a decline in all groups, men, women, across all races, ethnicity, and across all education, income, and wealth levels. Yeah, well, I mean, what is this nation, what are we going through, Doc? We've been going through lockdowns and being put on guard everywhere we turn. So, yeah, it's going to take its toll. So brain power is important. Remember that your brain is precious, just like your vision and everything else. And we have choices out there, and we have the power to change for the better. And we can also use some of the medicinal herbs God's given us to improve circulation, nutrition, and overall function of the brain. So we talked about brain food on this show before, and you want to make sure you're getting good circulation and oxygen-rich blood up there. You want to make sure the blood's healthy and you got lots of nutrition in there. So Mediterranean diet's a really good one to adopt. And if you need some help with memory, we all know about ginkgo biloba, but the secret to that little herb is you want to pair it. You definitely want to pair it with rosemary and a cayenne, a circulatory agent, to help it get to the brain area itself. So that's important to have those three in there together. That's what we like to see. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a brain concentrate formula that's very helpful. So you have tools, you have the ability to make changes and incorporate some good, you know, practices. So, you know, be empowered, and it's a mindset. Be proactive. Okay, so we have a few minutes, so we're going to be talking now about liver. One of the major organs of the body, obviously. It does a lot of things. It helps protect us from being toxic and helps us with cholesterol and hormone levels and all these things. So the liver is an important organ to have. So it's the largest organ of the body, and it has a lot of responsibility. It has to, you know, change food into energy while it neutralizes poisons. It has to protect you from alcohol and other toxic substances. Your digestion doesn't stand a chance of having a normal function without healthy liver producing necessary bile. And modern medicine wishes it could offer patients a good liver, but it does not really have one. So we're going to take a look at how we can help our liver out and keep our original equipment nice, healthy, and running well. So there are lots of health risks out there that can affect your liver. You know, you can get viruses like hepatitis. You can get, you know, on drugs that really destroy your liver. I'm even talking about prescription drugs. Alcohol, too much alcohol, as well as poisons, various poisons, and cancer, you know. So liver disease can actually scar the liver tissue and cause what they call cirrhosis of the liver, which at least 80% of the cases are preventable. Now, a sure sign that the liver is in trouble, you may get yellowing of the skin, or it's known as jaundice. Nearly 10 out of 100,000 people die from this yellowing of the skin as jaundice. from a chronic liver disease they didn't know they had but was avoidable. So more than 2 million Americans have alcohol-related liver disease, and that works out to about 30,000 deaths a year from that disease. And we're told that 3.5 million suffer from hepatitis C, causing approximately 12,000 deaths annually. And when some within scientific medicine say there really is no such thing as hepatitis C, and Joseph Mercola is one of them. So hepatitis B affects 46,000, increases the risk of cancer by about 100%, and it causes roughly 5,000 deaths a year. Now, a very disturbing statistic is that liver transplants are on the rise, even for children. So if you contract hepatitis, your physician can only advise you to rest and refrain from anything that can further damage your liver, like drinking alcohol and taking medications, either recreational or prescription. So if you have cirrhosis of the liver, the most your doctor can do is offer you relief from complications. But if you eat something poisonous, such as poisonous mushrooms, all your doctor can do is wait until the fatal consequences run its course. Modern medicine refuses to use herbs to protect the liver. Well, then there's your chemo. People take chemo for all kinds of things for the liver. Scientific medicine often prescribes chemotherapy to people with liver cancer. A 2009 study said milk thistle herb reduces inflammation in the liver and protects it from the further damage of your chemo. However, scientific medicine wants to leverage your milk thistle for chemotherapy treatments in order to give more people doses of toxic chemo substances. So the study made it into the Journal of Cancer and the American Cancer Society, but I'm like saying, I'd probably use my number one nice little herb that Windsor Medical University helped discover kills all known cancer cells, and that's dandelion root. You can pair it with some milk thistle. So here's a quote from Dr. Kara Kelly. She's with Presbyterian Hospital in New York. Chemotherapy drugs cause inflammation in the liver, and often doctors have to discontinue treatments. Despite limited knowledge of milk thistle herb, medicine has begun to use the herb to reduce the inflammation. I have a family member, Frank, that I want to say in 2010, was told there's a little something in her left breast and they wanted to watch it. And within a year, they were scheduling her for a double mastectomy. Nothing wrong with the right breast, but they, as a precaution, they wanted to take both. And they did. She went with it. And her insurance said, we cannot authorize breast reconstruction for you unless you have 3 rounds of chemo and radiation. Wow. During the second round of chemo, it destroyed a third of her heart muscle. Now she has congestive heart failure. On drugs the rest of her life for that. And then recently, she's learned the chemo and radiation destroyed much of her lung tissue, so she's struggling now. So be careful out there. Research your oncology treatments very carefully if you have cancer. Know the statistics. Skin cancer study. This is a study, University of Colorado. They found that milk thistle kills skin cells that have been mutated by UVA radiation and helps protect the skin from damage. So this research and another similar study was published in the Journal of Molecule Carcinogenesis. Let's see, Rasish Arwell, PhD Cancer Prevention and Control Center, says when you have a cell affected by UV radiation, you either want to repair it or kill it so that it cannot go into a cancer state. We show that milk thistle contains psilocybin, and it does both. It protects you from both. So let's look at some anti-cancer herbs. This was research discovered that milk thistle has an anti-cancer effect. The plant's compounds suppress the growth of cancer cells in your liver. This study also, the results of the study published at the World Journal of Gastroenterology. And the research is trying to isolate your milk thistle compounds so they can make a drug for it for things like hepatitis B, cirrhosis of the liver, and cancer of the liver. Now, of course, their version is going to deliver side effects because it's got to be patented, so they got to change what God made seed. So in the meantime, God gave you milk thistle. And milk thistle, they found, reduces the number of cancer cells, stopped the spread of cancer cells, stopped the replication of cancer cells, and altered the cell structure and increased the death of the cancer cell. And that's kind of similar to what they found with dandelion root. So you've got several herbs here at your disposal God has given us all so that we can make some educated decisions. Now here's a quote from Dr. Hu, H-U, Hu, physician of hepatology, University of California. He says, we discovered that milk thistle with silymarin, a biological compound, has been a widely used folk remedy for liver disease for centuries, and it is safe and well tolerated by the body, and it protects the liver from drug and alcohol injury. We are looking to manufacturers to define the chemicals in milk thistle for prescription use. Yeah. And then this is Dr. Hu again. He says, I am convinced that the scientific results show that milk thistle can be used to prevent, he put the word prevent, liver cancer, one of the most common cancers worldwide. This has opened our eyes, our minds, to the possibility of testing other herbal supplements for possible cancer treatments. Wow. Hey, Dr. Hu, this has been under your nose for like ever. It's just you weren't trained in this philosophy. You were trained in the prescription and surgery philosophy. So it's a shocker. Now, I would caution that there is a big difference between quality milk thistles out there. So you want to investigate your sources carefully. You want to use a certified organic till standard organic form of the plant. This means it was grown in soil that hasn't been treated with fertilizers or chemicals for at least 5 years before planting. So it's very clean soil and it's full of minerals. So this makes a healthy crop. And you definitely want some milk thistle that's going to be really potent and good for you. So, and if you're using, well, people want to know the difference. So tea is your weakest if you're drinking a milk thistle tea. Then capsules and tablets, so step up from that. And then your tinctures or extracts are going to be the most potent. And I like the tinctures because they're water-soluble. They're liquid. You add them to juice or water. They go in the system right away. So nothing to have to digest like capsules and take 2 hours. So I like the liquids. You can adjust dose really easy, and they are very efficient. And you know what they found? This is St. Louis University. This study on milk thistle, they found that it's good for colon cancer too. So the researchers discovered that the compound silymarin in milk thistle inhibits the spread of the colon cancer cells and increases cell death of the cancer. The research was published in the Journal of Cancer. They said you can also add curcumin to the milk thistle, and it seemed to magnify the action of the milk thistle. Here is what Dr. Ezekiel, biomedical science, said. He said, the combination of herbs, the photochemicals inhibit the cancer cells from multiplying and spreading, and in addition, the cancer cells underwent a high amount of cell death, and it killed the cancer. This is an alternative therapeutic approach to cancer treatments to avoid the toxicity of chemotherapy, and I do believe that these plant chemicals can be an effective treatment in preventing colon cancer, end of quote. You have these tools at your disposal right now. Also, they also found, this was a study at, found its way into the publication of phytotherapy research. They said your milk thistle seems to help with sugar control. The scientists focused on antioxidants in the plant, and they found that significantly lowers your sugar that binds to the blood and reduces fasting blood sugar levels. So helps balance your sugars. The researchers also used the medical texts from the John Wiley and Sons archives. They were researching some of the texts and journals there, some of those educational materials for little tidbits of knowledge about your medicinal herbs. And this is what Farah Hassani, Institute of Medical Plants in Iran, said. He says, we don't know the exact mechanism of action in your milk thistle, but the research shows the silymarin can play an important role in treating type 2 diabetes. Right? Frank says he takes milk thistle for his liver. Good for you, Frank. And also, I mean, it goes on and on. Here's the research, Max Panic Institute in Munich on brain tumors. Using milk thistle, researchers looked at the non-invasive way to deal with brain tumors, especially cancer in the pituitary gland area. They discovered that the harmless silymarin in milk thistle, with no side effects, poisons the cancer cells, but not healthy cells, and kills the cancer, and you don't have to use chemo drugs, he says. This was a report. Marcelo Perdera, scientist, he said, the silymarin in milk thistle is a major active compound and has the outstanding safety profile in humans, which is already being used in the treatment of liver disease. Awesome. So let me ask you this. Is it a coincidence that there are 500,000 gallbladders removed each year, and it is because of sick livers that are not able to detoxify the system due to liver disease? Think about it. Because at night, when you're sleeping, your liver and your gallbladders, that's the time they purge their toxins. So all the impurities will go into the gallbladder, and then the gallbladder will flush those out through the duodenum to go out through the bowel system. So if either one of those organs isn't functioning well, it affects the other. See? Now, in the 17th century, the British herbalist Nicholas Culpepper used milk thistle for jaundice and liver disease. In the first century, Roman physician Pithney, he published writings about how the amazing milk thistle was to help the body carry off bile, aiding both the liver and the gallbladder in their functions. And homeopaths and naturopaths have used, and herbalists have used, small amounts of milk thistle for liver disorders, gallstones, and even varicose veins for all this time. And lots of German studies, especially on milk thistle. I mean, I don't have enough time to go over it. If you have drug-induced issues, milk thistle, so you can power up your arsenal with a little milk thistle. Have it on hand, you know. And if you get it in a liquid, the tincture form's got a 10-year shelf life. At least it should if it's made right. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have milk thistle. They have a bunch of stuff. And it's all naturally aged, cold-pressed, certified organic, till standard, professional strength, 10-year shelf life. Get their catalog. You'll be amazed. The tools in there you can use. 866-229-3663. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you want to order a catalog there, you can also download it from the link in your email, but definitely a hard copy will be mailed. Thepowerherbs.com. Give a call, get empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.